It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
He's a bloody legend, this man. Justin Avendano, BBL champion. That's where we're talking cricket twice over.
Certainly raising the intelligence of this room by at least 30%.
Hey, I left school in year 11, so.
It's all right. You don't have to do much to
do. Dad paid 100 grand for me to go to grammar school and I left. Poor bloke.
Mate, now.
Too smart for the finish.
He would have been happy. There's my boy. Yeah. There's my boy. Mate, we will speak about the Australian cricket captain very soon. But, mate, are you back having a swing?
Yeah, I'm back playing a little bit of cricket, which is nice. My back's been a little bit better of late. I had a little cortisone injection, and then I'm actually playing at the MCG next week for New South Wales second 11 against Melbourne, which would be, or against Victoria, which would be pretty cool. So, looking forward to that.
Mate, what is it like walking out onto the MCG? I went on a tour once, and it was absolutely brilliant. What's it like playing out there?
I played one of my first BBL games there, and Marcus Stoinis whacked 150, and it was the highest ever score in a Big Bash match. And I'm there batting six going, what the hell am I going to do? Like, yeah. I'm a little dweeb. I can't hit this. And then, it's like a coliseum. You walk out and it's just, we had 30,000 people there. It was one of the best days of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you score?
I got out for four. That's probably why I'm here, lads, and not playing for the Sixers.
All the talk was about Tim Payne and the sexing scandal, and of course he relinquished the captaincy of the Australian cricket team. Mark Taylor, Tubby Taylor, former Australian captain. This is what he said on Channel 9 on the weekend.
I hope they consider Steve Smith for the vice captaincy, because Pat Cummins will need a good vice-captain who's not a bowler, because he'll have some tough days in the field, Pat.
Who should be captain?
Well, I think Tubby had it right there. I think you've got to go Pat Cummins. He's been the lead-up boy for about four years now to be Australia's captain, and he probably should have done it prior. So he's probably the best to go. I agree with Tubby. Steve Smith has to be there as a sort of role model to Pat. He has to be vice, because Pat, being a bowler, the one thing with bowlers being captains, they never like bowling themselves, either the tough overs or the easy overs. So you need someone, another leader there to go, hey, mate, you're doing the right thing. This is when you have to bowl. So there's a lot on his plate, but I think Pat's one of the most intelligent people going around international cricket, and I think he's probably the best man to lead the job.
What about Steve Smith? Would you put him ahead and give him another go at captaincy?
Personally, no. I think he's going to be a leader. I said about this a couple of weeks ago. He's a leader on and off the field. What he's going to do with the bat, the media attention around him being captain is just going to draw too much attention away from what we need to do, and that's to win the Ashes. So I think Pat's the best guy. There's a few other contenders with like Amanis Labuschagne and that, but I just think Pat, he's the best we got. He's probably the best bloke going around the team. He's great in the media. I mean, Test cricket captaincy is not that hard. T20 captaincy, there's so much strategy behind every single ball. In test matches, you feed off everybody else. You sort of, hey, mate, who's going to bowl? Like, it's not that hard to captain test cricket, as stupid as it sounds. It's just controlling the media, controlling the team, being that guy to be the leading man, really.
Pete, not that hard. You couldn't do it, but it's not that hard. Hey, with the test captaincy, do you reckon that you said you lent there towards the fact that the media might have an influence in whether or not Steve Smith should be captain, because they're going to go hard on him if he was captain? Does the media, are they somewhat controlling the captaincy of the Australian cricket team?
Yeah, well, look what's happened right now with the media with Tim Payne. I mean, this situation with Tim Payne got sorted 4 years ago in-house. No charges were laid out. And then the media goes, we're going to release this 4 years later. Now he's lost his captaincy. So the media plays a massive part in world sport. So
how does Cricket Australia look in the mirror and say, we're letting the media take control of what we do?
Oh, it's just one of those things. It's just...
Is it about the money?
No, it's honestly just about optics. We got spoken to this about the COVID rules with the Sixers. You know, the public needs to be fed the right information. We've got to have someone of like Pat Cummins' stature to go, we're going to lead the team this way. You've got to keep the public happy.
You don't reckon this has been leaked by someone within the playing group?
No, I honestly don't know. There's been a lot of talk on the group chat about what's actually happened. I probably can't speculate too much on an air, but I think all I know, Tim Payne got told it was going to be made public. Which is not great for his family, because his family's been through hell about 4 years ago with this. So all I know, he's got public. Tim Payne had to come out and make a statement. Yeah. Now, I didn't think Tim Payne's in the best 11 in the team if he's not captain. So I think Tim Payne might actually lose his Ashes spot.
As well.
Yeah, as well. There, so it's a massive fall from grace for Tim Payne.
All right,
well, let's not forget what he did was an absolute, the stupidest thing.
Oh, that was between him and his wife. That was between him and his wife, between two consenting.
I just remember it was brought to our attention by someone yesterday that we may have neglected to observe that what he did was a stupid, stupid thing to start with.
And his wife are dealing
with. They've been through it.
Let's not cast the first stone, Brother Robert. Mr. Perfect over there, who's never made a mistake in anything. I am so mightier and holier than thou.
Well, I do struggle to find mistakes.
our boss, Speedy, when the word was going around that Steve Smith might have been captain, he said, was furious.
Absolutely no.
He was wild as a march hare. But, Justin, thank you very much for coming in, and we'll see you Friday, big buddy.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks.